Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You know, Cabby, I swore blind I wasn't going to do. I was going to just come right out and talk about the fantastic games that occurred in March Madness, especially on Sunday. I swore blind that's what I was going to start out with, but God damn it, those idiots at the USA Network News, they pissed me off yet again. Hi, kids. It's Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here, 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. So, Cabby, now, first off, Northern Iowa, those guys should have just, if I'm a Northern Iowa on that team, I'm praying that my plane goes down on the way home. You blow a six-point lead with 11 seconds left and lose in double overtime. Ouch. Now, we'll get to that. I was watching Notre Dame doing everything in their power to hold off a Stephen F. Austin team, and I took them in because I always liked the $6 million man, but that was a hell of a game. But we're going to get to all of that. But first, we have these people that do the news for us called the USA Radio Network, and they're slime balls, and that's on a good day. Would you agree, Tabby? Why isn't your mic not working? Okay, no way. There's a reason it's not working, and I can't tell why. Would you, you're not, okay, hold on, hold on here. There's a reason your mic isn't working. Is it plugged in? Yeah, well, there's a plug. We'll figure it out in a second. Yeah, let's try that. Oh, I know why. Hold on, hang on. Someone was tinkering with it. Okay, let's try this. Okay, how's that better?
Ground control.
There we go. All right, so these people at the USA Radio, they're slime balls. Go to USA Radio News and just Google it. I've been telling them they're slime balls for years. Here's one of their top stories. Guess who has officially endorsed Donald Trump? Hold on. Now it's official. Now we know he's a serious candidate. This is a news story to these idiots. Scott Baio. Charles in charge? Chachi? Jimmy Baio's cousin? Yeah, that's news to these morons. Don't get me started. We're going to talk sports next, I swear to God. 1-800-878-7529. Sports on America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. What, Kevy?
I think he got the New Jersey vote wrapped up.
Oh, God save us all. Sports Overnight America.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I hope you were the groom. Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. Ooh, Fleetwood Mac. This was actually a very underrated album. It was a good album. Tusk from 1979, I think.
Sounds about it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was a freshman in high school, 79, yeah.
USC Marching Band.
Sarah was on this.
NCAA.
I remember the first time I heard this song on Rock 107, WEZX in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And the guy who did Nights, his name was Dave Weeks. And he played this song, and he came down after the song, he goes, "That's Fleetwood Mac?"
That's the USC Marching
Band.
Well,
no, this doesn't sound like anything Fleetwood Mac did before or since. This is a great song. I love the way the bass kicks in here. Right here, kids. Listen to this. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Busy, busy day in the sports world, college hoops, and we're going to get to that in just a second. You know, Cabby, for the longest time on this show, I've been saying everyone's welcome. You don't have to know a damn thing about sports, which we don't. or half of our guests. You don't have to be the most eloquent person in the world, as evidenced by the fact that I let you on the air all the time.
That's still questionable.
Okay. So, and I've even said, if you're a conservative Republican, you want to listen to my show? Hey, look, it proves one thing about conservative Republicans. Some of you must have taste if you're listening to the show. Now, I say that knowing that there have been some conservative Republicans down there in the Bible Belt who have threatened not only my life, but yours, Cabby. I didn't tell you this before. and I've had stalkers and people threatening me. Well, let's put it this way, a white hooded cross burning in my front yard here in San Francisco.
I'm more afraid of the pitchforks.
I don't blame
I don't care the shooting. Kill me quick, but the pitchforks.
So, speaking of which, why didn't you just give that guy from Iowa a gun and let him do a clean job on that guy from Temple and that thing?
Dude, they covered.
They covered? Why didn't he,
that was a great game.
Why didn't you just give him a gun and let him do a clean job as opposed to do it? Anyway, so we'll get that in a second. So,
you go out, you go style.
Now, I'm saying to myself, like I said, I don't mind if you're a conservative Republican, right-wing Bible. If you want to listen to the show, hey, you know what? Maybe we can talk some sense into you. Maybe, right? Perhaps.
No comment.
Thank you. But it's gotten to the point now where I don't think I want them to listen to me anymore, and here is why. I'm trying to think of a polite way to call this guy a chinless F-word.
Oh.
There is no polite way. Senator Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. One of the four commonwealths, by the way, along with Virginia, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Listen to what this ass clown. And if you're in Kentucky and you voted for this guy, you or agree with him, I'm telling you right now, you are a bad person. And if you're a parent, you should have your children taken away because you are raising them the wrong way. Now, that said, this guy said, once again, these clowns at the USA Network, who had as one of their lead stories, Scott Baio is now endorsing Donald Trump. This was what this guy said. And I won't call him a gentleman or a man. He's an ass. I call him an a-hole, but he's the whole ass. He said this. Not only will he guarantee that no nominee that our president Barack Obama nominates for the Supreme Court, not only will they not get confirmed, but if Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders wins the general election, anybody they nominate, he can guarantee, as long as he's in office, they won't get confirmed. He doesn't even know who the hell he's. It could be William Brandeis, for Christ's sake.
No, that's the arrogance. Is this a guy?
It's not. Yeah. It's arrogance and it's stupidity and it's just it's racism is what it is.
Well, I'm just saying. Let's just say that's his big game plan, which it is. Why would you tell us? Why do what you're doing?
Because he has to kowtow to his toothless, uneducated constituents. And yes, I do not consider you an intelligent. I don't even consider you a. You're too dumb to be on this show, and you know how stupid you have to be on this show.
Oh my God!
We have lowered the bar on this show. Look, if you could spell cat without being spotted the C and the T, that's pretty much where the bar is, and you're not allowed on this goddamn show.
There's a T in cab.
It's close enough. But I just wanted to get this out of the way. In all seriousness, and you know what? And you know what? Here's the other thing. Right? Indiana is not much better when it comes to being conservative. It's slightly right, but I'm glad you guys lost to the Hoosiers. Ha! Take that, goddammit.
Kentucky. Did he cry like that girl did on the TV there, the saxophone chick?
Oh, I love to see women saxophone players cry.
Cry.
Oh, that's hot.
Like Kentucky.
No. That's just hot. There's some because anyway, you think she's gonna be at home at night wearing nothing but like her maybe like the vest from her uniform just playing the blues you know just fall. I mean, there's something hot about that. I'm sorry.
And
she's from Kentucky, which means she probably can't hold her booze. She's gullible and probably has a nice rack.
You know what was sad about that game is that it's the last time the team we were together almost an entire year. You know, where most teams are 4 years.
It's
pretty sad.
Yeah, hey, what are you going to do? You guys didn't win the title this year. You may actually
11 new freshmen next year.
You may have to actually keep one or two of these guys. Once again, the SEC, the semi-educated conference. So I think, let's see here. We got 18 minutes past the hour. I think we've established the parameters here. If you are a Kentuckian, okay, unless you're cool, and there are a few of you, Hunter S. Thompson was from Louisville, as was Muhammad Ali.
Tim Oliphant from Justified, the show.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Very cool.
Ned Beatty's a cool cat. He's from Louisville.
There you go.
There was something, but they're exceptions. If you support
treason,
yeah,
I look at it as treason. I really do.
If you support, it is Mitch McConnell, or the conservative right wing party of this country, and they're not even a party. A party means you're having a good time. Was that the way you were?
I'm sure.
You hear the part where you hear the word party, you're thinking,
you're bought and paid for. You had a backwoods state.
No, you missed the point. But when you hear the word party, okay, you think, oh, good times. Pop a few beers, smoke a joint. Right? No, not with these clowns. No. So if you are a supporter, I used to think I would want people like that listening to the show because perhaps I can make a little, it would sink in a little bit. I was wrong. These people, and it just pains me to use the word people. And I know, and by the way, you can get a hold of me. I don't hide from anybody. I don't do exactly what Chris Townsend did one time, was give my home phone number out, my cell phone number out.
Local PD.
They have more than my phone.
Oh, that's right. You have neighbors.
They got
PD,
my prints, too. Yeah. Yeah. The people who own my building are two retired. The people who own my building are two retired gay San Francisco police officers who live out in Tahoe.
We could stay there. We'll go up there. Oh, nice.
Why do you think I got my place for only $2,600 a month?
We're on.
All right. So, in any event, where was I going with that? My point is this.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I just can't fathom someone Oh, yeah. Here's if you want to get a hold of me and tell me what an ass I am,
right.
Look, first off, I ain't going to argue. I'm not going to debate you on that. I am an idiot. But I'm the only Jerry Burke spelled GERRIEBURKE. You can get a hold of me there. You can get a hold of me on our Facebook page, which is Sports Overnight America. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. Hell, call me, 1-800-878-7529. I will let you on the air. I will not cut you off. I may make fun of your wife, but or for anyone who, but you have, explain to me exactly how many times do you have to be dropped on your head to think someone like Mitch McConnell makes sense? I mean, how many times? I've been dropped on my head numerous times. Played ball. I've fallen down numerous times. I've been drunk 1,000 times. I've taken more drugs than an experimental rat. By the way, Cheech and Chong are playing in June or July at the Warfield. No, at the Fillmore West. Anyway, but I wanted somebody to explain it to me. How many times do you have to be dropped on your head for those people to say, hey, that's the way I want my country to go?
We should even wear T-shirts with a target on our back.
Let's make it easy for them.
Sarah Palin, remember her website?
Oh, God, what an idiot.
She's kind of in that same
And way. Here's the other thing. Do you notice all the people that couldn't get votes, they're all supporting Trump, and you want to know why? No one voted for me, but you know what? This guy's getting votes. Maybe I can get a job in his administration. They're putting their eggs in that basket?
Slumlord. I want a job from there's a slumlord.
Don't give me a line. I don't want to. Explain it. Someone explain it to me. I don't understand the mentality where something like I can't look when there's a gun pointed at you and they say, you know what, vote for us or we're going to kill you. Okay, I can understand that. It worked in certain societies, and it worked for the Germans. The Russians had a good gig going with that for a while. Yeah,
they were very efficient at it.
And I'm sure it's happened. It's sure it's happened in a few South American countries periodically. Yep. Look, I'm going to the voters' booth, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to vote for A, and there's a guy who goes B. Okay, B. It's only one vote. I can live with that.
Yep.
No one in Kentucky is holding a gun to you. Oh, no, maybe it's not. It wouldn't be a gun anyway. It would be a musket down there or over there. And I know you're probably thinking, oh, you're one of those California faggots. No, I'm straight, but I'm still a Californian. And, oh, you're one of those California hippie liberals. Well, okay, yeah, maybe I am one of those.
Converted, yeah.
No, I'm not converted.
It's like I'm a new Rastafarian.
I am. I was not converted. I was like this when I was living in that farm town of Massachusetts.
In the Army, right?
Why do you think the people of Scranton, Pennsylvania, where I lived for 9 years when I was a kid, why do you think every time I go back there I get looked at like I just stepped out of a tree?
You were Donald Sutherland in Kelly's Heroes.
Yeah, okay, you can make that. No, I was more Donald Sutherland in MASH is what I was.
No, but Kelly's Heroes, he's the hippie tank.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's me.
Amen.
Amen. But my point is this. Someone explain this to me. I don't understand. How could somebody with an IQ over soup listen to these people and think, he makes sense to us. How stupid must you? And here's the other thing. You always vote God-fearing Republican. And yet you are still one of the poorest, least educated states in the union. Do you think you might want to try something a little differently? You know, just think. Don't. Oh, cool. Put on fire. See, whoever did that. See, Louis Prima and Keely Smith. It always. All right, fine. Look, we're going to talk about sports when we come back with the great Gabby.
That NCAA thing.
My voice is shot.
Like 3 seconds.
Do you hear my voice? You hear my voice going? I
thought you were going to punch me.
No, do you hear my voice is starting to go on? You hear this? Oh, you may be hosting this thing soon.
Oh, no. Okay. Don't threaten the audience with that.
Ha! Stop voting conservative Republican or I'm going to have Cabby host this show.
Donald Trump blackmailed people now. I heard he's blackmailing.
When you make money like that, it's not blackmail, it's extort.
Right.
Sports Overnight America.
Let's go work.
1-800-878-7529. I dare you to call me. The old black magic called love. In a spin. Love is a spin I'm in.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
You know, Gabby, I think I need to apologize. First off, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God, Mike Russo's going to be pissed off at me back at the mothership.
Well, apologize.
But I do. I need to apologize. I understand you come to this show listening, looking for sports. You know, we are live from the West Coast. We're the only live talk show at this time of night.
And up at this time.
So that doesn't say a lot better for our social life. I need to apologize. We came out of the gate. You know, March Madness, some great games on Sunday. I hear the name Scott Baio, and it just... I really need to call my anger management therapist and my parole officer, evidently, again. It's just I hear Scott, which makes me think, you know, Willie Ames, how slow did your career sink that you couldn't get top billing over Scott Baio? Just saying, Charles in charge. Oh, by the way, so, of course, Cabby here, my personal chauffeur, is an actual San Francisco cab driver.
Bona fide.
Thank you. Whether the license is the anyway,
spelled with an E in the middle.
You betcha. He comes in with little trees from time to time that are left in his cab. Now, nothing. He doesn't bring in like purses, wallets, dime. He brings in lighters, which is cool.
No, my cabbie has a box of them. A buddy of mine for 20
so
years.
So he comes in with a brand new, and I like my Bic lighters, which makes me wonder what kind of city do we live in where we have pink San Francisco Giant lighters. And then I thought to myself, we live in San Francisco. So,
dude, you're psychic. We never discussed this.
Uh-huh.
I found that at Castro and Market at the Arco State.
For those of you in, you in Kentucky who think all of us here in San Francisco are gay, and I do know people who actually think, all right, there's 700,000 of us, and you think, what, you, do you think Hunter Pence is gay? My point is that
everybody knows somebody gay. But they just don't admit it.
Exactly. Here in San Francisco, we have a higher propensity and higher percent. True. That was Baltimore, New Hope, Pennsylvania.
For the hills.
And Provincetown, Massachusetts.
My point is this.
The Castro District. When you think white knight riots, and you think about gay San Francisco, that's the Castro District. And serious, that's where you found this pink giants later, really?
Those are my fairs you're talking about, and they tip well.
I'm going to tell you about my fairs. You know, I'm going to start this this sting over here. A little Scott Joplin action as we do an update. It was a busy day in sports. I'm not going to see my voice is about gone.
This is the final show.
Normally I sound like this, but right now
sound like Barry White.
Yeah, before he died. Here we go. I'm not going to give you the brackets because my voice is about ready to go here. Here we go. Oregon had a tough time. The number one seed had a tough time with St. Joe's out of Philadelphia. Philadelphia had a rough weekend. It was 69-64, the Ducks over St. Joe's. Wisconsin, a last-second three, the seventh seed over the second seed at Xavier, 66-63.
The Cougars are out.
Damn Skippy. This was a game. This thing, I was producing the Speed Freaks, which you can hear on this show, on this network, and on Sirius and XM from 7 to 9 Pacific here on the Sports Byline Radio Network, or go to speedtv.net and listen. And even Kenny Sargent, the rap bastard himself who hosts the show along with Crash Gladys and the Statman, said, if you're listening to this show, you're an idiot, talking about their show.
Oh.
if you listen to this one, we know you're an idiot. Because Texas A&M was down six with 11 seconds left in regulation.
Unbelievable.
Tied it up, went to one overtime, tied that up with 5 seconds left on a jumper, and then won it in double overtime over Northern Iowa. Bob Ryan, take that. The number three seed, Texas A&M, the Raiders. Texas A&M. Oh, my throat is killing me. 92-88, two overtimes over the Northern Iowa Panthers. Texas A&M's the Aggies, by the way. Texas Tech is the Raiders.
Did Manziel play?
Terrapin Station over there. And they will always be the Rainbow Warriors. Once again, that was Republican conservatives leaning on the University of Hawaii saying, they were going to cut funding for them because they thought Rainbow Warrior had some kind of connotation with the gay lifestyle. That green pieces boats. They're all the Rainbow Warriors, you stupid idiot. 73-60 was the final score there. That was a 5 seed over a 12. The Orange Man, got a problem with that? No, because Donald Trump is orange, right? 73
Rainbow orange.
75-50 over Middle Tennessee. This was a really good game. Oklahoma, who people have going to the Final Four, number 2 seed. Taking on the 10th seed Virginia Commonwealth. They're in Richmond, by the way.
They were doing great.
Good. 86-81 it was the Sooners. Now, this was a game. By the way, have you been to the Tap 415 yet over in the Westfield?
No.
The burgers there are unholy. I mean, these things. I mean, the bartender / waitress.
Wait, where is that?
It's in the Westfield.
What is that?
The Westfield Mall, Fifth Avenue.
I don't go into that place.
I normally don't.
$16 for a movie? Get the caddy out of here.
I didn't go there for a movie. I went there for a $16 burger.
I go there to pickpocket.
And they had adult milkshakes. They probably still do. Anyway, my point is this. They had these burgers in there, and they were absolutely incredible. And I was watching this Stephen F. Austin Notre Dame game, and I despise Notre Dame. My mom wanted me to go there. But Stephen F. Austin, I had them in my bracket because I used to like watching the $6 million man. Steve Austin, right? What a game. Notre Dame.
F. Austin.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, throw that in there.
Stephen
the, F. Austin.
Yeah, the freak, right?
There you go.
But no, Stephen F. Austin. 76-75, Notre Dame advances. And Villanova, who should have been playing Temple, but they took care of Iowa. I wanted Iowa to get beat by 200 in this game, and I hate Villanova. 87-68 was your final score there.
They might be the winners, though. They're pretty solid.
No, because Temple should have been. What happened to Temple the other night against Iowa?
Charles Barkley said you got robbed. He said it should have been an offensive foul.
It should have been offensive foul. Why didn't they just give the son of a bitch a gun and let him do a clean job of it? NBA action. Sacramento, 88-80 over the Knickerbocker. Utah's been playing some good ball lately. 94-85, they take care of Milwaukee.
Those cities have.
No, this has got to be a typo.
Wait, what is it?
New Orleans beat the Clippers?
Oh, they're playing. No, they're out of it. Yeah, they're 24.
109, really? 109-105. Celtics take care of Philadelphia, but then again, who hasn't lately? 120-105.
Elsewhere, Russell's back.
Yeah, but elsewhere, so is Bird. Elsewhere on the hard court, it was Toronto. Toronto's been playing some good ball, too. 105-100 over Orlando. Overtime win for Dallas, 132-120. What, didn't Portland score in the overtime? 132-120 in overtime. It was the Dallas Mavericks over the Portland Trailblazers. We sashay over to the Frozen Ponds. We sashay here in San Francisco. It's just what we do. Hey, the legendary Frozen Ponds of San Jose, California and Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
We all know about them, and it was San Jose 3-0 over Arizona. Colorado, former Quebec Nordiques, 3-2 over Edmonton. Minnesota, shootout win, 3-2 over Chicago.
They're vying for that last spot, so. Jesus. That's a great win for them. Wow.
Jesus Christ. We only got 2 minutes left in the segment, really?
Well, wow. Pretty good. Minnesota, yeah, they were like 19 or something.
Calgary 4-1 over Le Bleu Blanc et Rouge. That's the Montreal Canadiens, for those of you who don't speak fluid hockey. Pittsburgh 6-2 over Washington.
What?
The former 6-2 over Washington.
Wow.
The former, Jesus Christ. The former Colorado Rockies, and before that, the San Francisco Golden Seals, 2-1 over the Columbus. How did we get a professional franchise? Blue Jackets, and it was Winnipeg 3-2.
Scott Baio's
over
team.
Anaheim, exactly, and that one was in overtime.
Whoa. Wait, Jersey beat Anaheim? That Scott Baio factor might be bigger than you think. No, I mean, you know, you got to look at it like that.
We did have local wiffle ball action on Saturday.
A lot of plunking.
Yeah, well, yeah. She.
Kid
oh,
music.
We almost had a mound charging incident as my 13-year-old neighbor Jennifer Pearsall getting a little sick with my crap after showing her up after hitting a 3-run jack right into literally I hit it into her living room window of her apartment right across the street from mine
on purpose.
No, it wasn't on purpose.
Okay. No,
she left that. Look, she wants to leave the slow curve down and in on me. I'm going to jack the son of a bitch, and I did. I threw a 2-hit complete game shutout, but she hit me 4 times. I went deep 3. Your final score was 9-0. She did not take that loss well. Second game, I was up 1-0 in the fourth inning. When she got a phone call from Priscilla, or somebody from Principal, that was the girl's name, and she had to go and take the call, and she never came back out. So her mother, I said, why don't your mom, Isabella, I said, why don't you come out and finish the game? Because Isabella, she's a hottie. But Isabella couldn't come out. So I took that one as a forfeit. So I swept the doubleheader. Next game will be coming this Saturday. One admission playing for both games at the corner of Ellington and Nagley. 2 o'clock start.
No suspensions?
No suspensions. San Francisco is Excelsior District. It's boys and girls of all ages, no. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app. Oh, my God. Sirius and XM Channel 93. God help me.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
Oh, great, Annette.
I was at a dance when you caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. You began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go.
All right, everybody, now.
Blame it on the bossa nova.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I am what is left of Jerry Berg. Now the voice thing, I'm blaming this on Scott Baio, too.
Bossa Nova rhymes with Villanova. I'm a rapper.
Yeah, you really? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rapping.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. My sister posted a picture of my niece eating ribs at midnight their time because the smoker was running slow. I don't care, boof.
Wow, so almost undercooked ribs, I'll still eat them.
No, they're good. They're good, too.
Oh, right. Thanks.
So, once again, if you haven't heard, one of the top stories for the idiots at the USA Radio Network.
Our hero. A role model when I was a young kid.
This is all their fault because their top story is that Scott Baio.
Yes.
he has officially endorsed Donald Trump. Well, that's it. I think we should all vote for him now.
Well, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt. Blame it on the bus.
And since if Trump wins, it's gonna be Scott Baio's fault. I'm blaming Scott Baio for everything. I'm blaming him for Temple's loss. I'm blaming him for Stephen F. $6 million man Austin's loss. I'm blaming him for my throat. I'm blaming him for you being overweight.
Didn't he, when he was 12, play like a 12-year-old hitting on chicks or some of the Happy Days?
No. That was the first nephew of the Fonz's. His name was Spike.
Spike was cool. Boy, man. I was about to give him credit for some great
acting. Jimmy Baio, his brother.
That was hilarious.
Jimmy Baio, his brother, was even funnier on Soap.
Train wreck.
Yeah, he has the 70s hairstyle, and every time he came on stage at the Happy Days,
live audience or whatever it was.
You know, they used to say Happy Days was filmed before a live audience, and I used to think, God, how much do they pay those people?
Hey, this is a good one. Marion Ross.
Right,
was like very prudish.
No, far from it. The other way. Actually, Marion Ross.
Very cool woman.
She was very cool. She wasn't prudish at all. No, Henry Winkler thought she was.
No, Henry Winkler, before the show, they don't say the curtain time for the. He would sit there and just start grabbing her and groping her.
But she
like he was about to, you know.
But here's the funny thing. Henry Winkler, who could not ride a motorcycle.
How do you like that as a mental prep, though, for an audience?
Well, no, I've spent a lot of scenes. Henry Winkler could not ride a motorcycle. You know that scene where he used to be pulling up in the motorcycle?
Oh, no, really?
Nobody know how they shot that. And I've been on film shoots.
Oh,
being
my God.
Whatever. They would have like two or three guys get the motorcycle, a push, and they'd shove it and dive out of the screen, and then they would follow it. And he actually crashed through the garage door twice trying to stop the thing.
I've never been on a motorcycle since 20.
And this will give you an idea how bad the – think about censorship just in our lifetime. Happy Days debuted in 1972. Or 74.
So
74. And the censors would not allow Henry Winkler to wear his leather jacket unless he was on the motorcycle because it portrayed a quote-unquote hoodlum mentality.
That was his character.
They didn't know. His first season, Henry Winkler could not. He had like this penny loafer jacket on whenever he was not on the motorcycle.
Didn't he take grief also for the Italian part? Some about the Italians were offended or not offended.
I don't know. The show was based on an episode of Love American Style, actually.
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
That the late Tom Bosley and Ronnie Howard were on.
Yeah, that was Stuart Margolin's brother.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, whatever happened to Chuck, by the way. Anyway, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke, the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. What?
I do believe Henry Winkler was in one of the greatest movies I've ever saw, Heroes, with Harrison Ford. He's the main character with Sally Field, and it's a Vietnam vet comes home. And I consider that what top 10 movies in one.
You forgot the Dukes of Flatbush. Not the.
Lords of Flatbush.
Lords of Flatbush with Henry Winkler was in that one.
Yeah, no, Henry Winkler, but Harrison Ford has a hot rod, I did too.
And what's his name was in that too? Sylvester Stallone was in that.
No, Harrison Ford builds this great hot rod, the red one, but he doesn't have the nerve to drive it. And I was at that time I had a hot rod.
My voice is shot.
Running around. No.
Yeah. And we
Golden
all,
Silence?
And we know Golden Slumbers. And we all know whose fault that is. It's Scott Baio.
White Noise?
White Noise. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Hey, if you haven't heard,
yes.
My Temple Owls got, you know what? Hold on.
Was it one or two overtimes?
It was the first overtime.
Oh, okay. And who's the two overtimer?
That was just Northern Iowa.
Okay. Oh,
I watched this on YouTube. This is just
You just shoot the ball with 4 seconds left and go into second overtime. If you
well, 4 seconds, Gasell, no chance. It's good. It is good.
Son of a bitch! Even Charles Barkley, who wouldn't know where Temple University was if you paid. Well, he doesn't.
Well, he played for Philly.
No, he played for the Sixers. That's the only way. No. Yeah. He even said that wasn't offensive. That was not an offensive foul. It was an assault and battery. I'm telling you, why didn't he just give the son of a bitch a gun? Let him do a clean job of it. Look, it's college hoops. I don't care. Was Temple going to win it all? No. I went to Temple. That's why. New Temple.
Yeah, no. You know what's sad?
But here's my point. I was drunk. I had my contact lenses in my wrong eyes from a party the night before, which really, really spooked the hell out of me because I don't wear contacts. Okay? Can you breathe any heavier in the mic? Okay? And I was in the middle of pouring myself, I was pouring my Cap'n Crunch or Crunch Berry Beads, and I don't use milk. I use soft vanilla ice cream. It's so much better. And long story short, I needed a new TV. And also need someone to clean my walls. By the way, did you know that Cap'n Crunch leaves stains unless you're using an enamel paint or an oil base? How did they not see that? I mean, really? Were you that hell-bent on making sure that someone from the heartland represented him? Because you know what? Here's the thing. I'm convinced. Now, do you want to hear my conspiracy theory?
Uh-oh.
Had Temple won that game, okay, they would have had the marquee game time on CBS the next day. The 2 days later.
I totally will buy that.
Okay. And who would they have been playing against?
Villa.
All right. Which means nobody west of Harrisburg would watch that game. Okay.
Right. Now,
Harrisburg, for the record, is 90 miles west of Philadelphia. Okay. Nobody. Right. But you get the Heartland team in there, Iowa. Well, now you got Iowa and the rest of the corn feds. We're going to go. If Philadelphia and Temple, look, it would have gotten some great ratings in the Keystone, in what's called the Megalopolis between Boston and Washington, D.C. A lot of Temple's a big school, like 30,000 students.
How about that other game, Cincinnati St. Joe's, where the guy had his finger on the ball?
That's another school.
And they got right. It should have been a bat. Well, they said if the finger is still touching at zero,
yeah, it's not in. That's not a shot. But here's the
even though the ball was in the basket.
Here's the cool part. Check this. We were talking about how many North Carolina teams were in there, right? There were three schools from Philadelphia in the tournament, St. Joe's, Villanova, and Temple.
And that's just a city.
That's just in the city, yeah. So my point is this. That's why I think it's a conspiracy theory.
No, CBS has done a great job of making a
what
a
was
wreck.
The first round doing on True TV?
Yeah.
That's Nancy.
Who has True TV? I don't even know where that is.
Oh, I do. It used to be the Crime Channel. Nancy
Turner
Grace.
Turner Broadcasting have two separate games? CBS used to have a great system. I was watching the Villanova game on CBS. I don't have the cable.
So you agree with my conspiracy theory?
Dude, a 24-point lead, and they couldn't change to the game that was going into overtime in the morning game. And in the old days, days, 5 years ago. They say, okay, Villanova's up by 24. Let's switch to this double overtime game. And there's, oh, no, you have
between
to get two teams.
Between St. Bonaventure's and Maine or something like that.
And you know what? I'll give you more on your conspiracy theory. I totally believe that they don't do that anymore, not because it's, oh, it's True TV, TBS. You won't watch 80 minutes of commercial between each timeout. In other words, he says,
no.
You go to a timeout, okay, let's play a good game. And all of a sudden, he says, wait, we can't run
okay,
all these
I agree with you
insurance ads.
I agree with you in pre-time. But really, if Temple and Villanova would have been a great game, Villanova's a better team, don't get me wrong. But you're talking about two schools that are less than a 10-minute drive from each other, traffic notwithstanding. And those two schools hate each other. And they see each other all the time.
It's been a great
They hang out at the same bars.
No, I'm just right.
Right,
exactly.
That would have been great TV.
Oh, I wanted to ask Klay Thompson if he ever from the Warriors, but when he was playing in Washington, they have a bar right next to Stanford.
Yeah,
and they let the only dog they'll let in is the Husky dog. You know.
By the way, yeah, they wouldn't let they wouldn't let Butler's bulldog into the field house. Did you see that?
Are you kidding me?
Why would I lie? One of our dearest friends on this radio program has been calling for years. One of the most objective fans in the world, and he is. Oh. When his team suck, he says he suck. They suck, but this year they didn't suck. They won the Super Bowl. Don in Denver, welcome to Sports Overnight America. My Temple Owls got screwed. Yes or no?
Oh, they did.
Ah, thank you. So, did you hear my conspiracy theory?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Okay, here's my conspiracy theory, Don. Ted Temple. No, let me rephrase that. Temple beat Iowa, but had Temple won that game, they would have been playing Villanova 2 days later on CBS. Those are two Philadelphia schools. No matter whether it's a good game or not, nobody west of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 90 miles east of Philly, would have watched that game. You get Iowa in there, one of the corn-fed teams in the Midwest. Now you have bigger markets that will be watching a game like that. The last thing CBS wants are two teams geographically located playing on their prime game in the middle of the afternoon, or God help the day that the NCAA finals ends up being between Seton Hall and St. John's or something like that. You know,
yeah, I would say.
Okay, what's that? You got about 4 or 5 minutes. What do you got? What's on your mind, Don?
Well, you know what, guys. I mean, I couldn't believe the end of that. Texas A&M, Northern Iowa.
Was that Northern Iowa blew a 6-point lead with 11 seconds left? That's where.
And it was a, you guys, it was a 12-point lead with 34 seconds.
Yeah.
Every conceivable thing.
You're looking at, you're making flight arrangements for next weekend.
Oh, no question. I mean, I know we're talking college kids here, guys, but I mean, I've talked about the biggest collapses in sports.
The only one I could remember that was more bigger than that was when the Knicks were up, I think, 6 with 18 seconds left.
Yeah.
And gave up, and then Reggie Miller scored 8 points in 12 seconds.
Yeah,
not Indiana. Reggie Miller scored 8 points in 12 seconds.
I remember that. I remember that well, Jerry. Yeah, no question. But, you know, man, I think this tournament so far, I mean, my bracket's pretty much was busted up.
Unless you had Yale and Stephen F. Austin, no, you're screwed.
I got to tell you about that Stephen.
Boy, could they play? That guy walk up. Whoa, can he play ball?
Walk up is something, man. That kid is something.
He looks like his head's on upside down, but yeah, he can play.
I'll win my pool if Michigan State can do it.
They're done. They already lost. Michigan State's out.
They
lost to Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Wait, hold on. Don, hang on for a second. Where the hell have you been?
Where have I been, Jerry?
No, not
there. No, don't worry.
Anyway, Don, go ahead.
Hey, what about Colorado? They had a pretty good lead, didn't they, in that in their loss? Well, he's from Denver.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you about the bus. That's been their problem all year.
No. That's been their problem for years now, Don.
No, they were good. Two years ago, they were great.
I like Cat Boyle a lot. I'm a Cat Boyle guy, and I feel bad for him because we got a great big man in Josh Scott, and I'm disappointed. But they cannot handle pressure because it happened, well, just like you said, Jerry. But I think this year, because they've never, I think this was a team that had the talent to go to the Sweet 16. I know if they had beaten UConn, they would probably have to face Kansas in the next the round two. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, they would have had a tough time beating Kansas because I think Kansas may win the whole thing. But
they better not.
Anyway.
Well, Kentucky, I think the important thing here is that
I'm going Nova.
Yeah, I'm going Villanova too. The Philly guys. But the fact that Kentucky's not in there, and not only is Calipari and his little corrupt regime there.
Bye-bye.
They are corrupt. All right, yeah. If they just haven't been caught yet. Well, everywhere he goes, he gets out just before they get the sanctions dropped on him. UMass,
I would say,
Memphis. But now that Mitch McConnell and the rest of the you know what? Normally I'm politically correct and I call them Appalachian Americans, but they're hillbillies.
Yeah, I call him Mr. Turtle.
Oh, no, I call him the chinless.
Oh, F-word. Turtle, that's the one I couldn't think of.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too, because he doesn't have a chin. Hey, guys, just quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
Spurs Warriors game on Saturday night. I mean, have we ever seen this? I mean, Jerry knows I can't stand the Spurs. But
I'm actually happy.
Did they win? I was drunk Saturday.
No, they Spurs won by 8, but they out-rebounded the Warriors by 17.
Uh-huh.
And Curry and Thompson went 1-for-10 each.
I was drunk.
But they barely lost.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. What did you think, though, that Iguodala was out? Bogut was out.
Yep.
They've been without Ezeli for a while. They played without three of their top seven, eight, or nine guys.
Nate Thurman and Rick Barry had the day off, too.
I think the Warrior bench beats them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you're even Steven, it's the bench. Yeah. The bench has to do it.
Yeah, and I'll just talk about – now, I don't know if you guys heard Kevin Durant might go to the Spurs in the offseason. I mean, how many guys do the Spurs have to win the title? Are they that desperate? Okay, I know they get West, they get Aldridge.
Do you know he's the highest paid player in his – 300-something million from Kevin Durant from Seattle, Oklahoma, and now he should. I don't see why he doesn't stay loyal.
No, I think he's either going to Oakland or to Boston. Don, take care.
He said he wants to play for the Nuggets.
Oh, that's it. Oh, there it is.
I would like to see that.
Dream.
I really. Yeah, exactly. Don, thanks for your time. Call me during the week, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Take care. Have a really nice day.
You ever mention the Everly Brothers on this show again, I'm going to kick you in the nads. Seriously. Oh, a little JB taking us towards the news here. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Really? Really? You're going to go Everly Brothers? I got Jackson Brown going here. Hold on. From Saturate Before Using. See, this is music, kids. I can't believe this album is 44 years old. Jesus Christ. Great Jackson Brown from Saturate Before Using, 1972. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Get a hold of me personally. Personally, I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of humor. Those idiots at the USA Network next coming up with what they humorously refer to as the news. If they say hello, don't believe them. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, or TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. People go just where they will. I never
noticed them until I got... Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
After extensive meetings with leaders on all sides, including the different parties within Israel, I must tell you straight up, I didn't walk away encouraged. The current prospects for peace are not heartening. In my view, after doing this for over 42 years, there is no political will among Israelis or Palestinians to move forward at this moment with serious negotiations.
Vice President Joe Biden says neither Israelis nor Palestinians have the political will to work out a peaceful solution to their ongoing strife. Addressing the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee conference on Sunday, Biden called the lack of effort towards serious negotiations for a two-state solution incredibly disappointing. This is USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where NicoBlock comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to NicoBlock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, NicoBlock is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of NicoBlock drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to NicoBlock.tv.
An Arizona border sheriff is weighing in on the wild weekend of Donald Trump protests. Pino County Sheriff Paul Babu tells Fox News demonstrators were out of line when they blocked a major roadway ahead of the Republican rally near Phoenix.
They had lots of people even tying themselves to the vehicles, and they were given multiple warning by officers to clear the roadway, even given 10 minutes, and they still didn't do that, so they were arrested.
At a stop in Tucson later on Saturday, an anti-Trump protester wearing an American flag T-shirt was punched and kicked while being escorted out. The man who attacked the demonstrator was handcuffed and removed by police. Donald Trump's campaign rallies are getting a boost in security. A Trump campaign spokeswoman told ABC News that they're adding security resources for larger events so that the campaign staff will not have to step in. The announcement came after a video appeared to show Trump's campaign manager Corey Lewandowski grabbing the collar of a protester trying to remove his sign at a campaign stop in Arizona on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our Love for Color anniversary sale, August 14th through the 17th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
An American Marine is dead following an ISIS attack in northern Iraq. USA's John DeMaster reports.
The Pentagon confirming that the Marine was killed during a rocket attack while providing fire support at a coalition base. Several other Marines were injured in the attack. This is the second time a U.S. service member has been killed in combat against the terrorist group. A 39-year-old from Oklahoma was the first American killed fighting ISIS last October. I'm John DeMaster.
Republican presidential candidate John Kasich is telling voters to take a chill pill when it comes to the GOP race. More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
Everybody's got to face the fact that we're going to an open multi-ballot convention. That's where we're headed. And the convention is an extension of what we're going through right now.
Ohio Governor John Kasich says voters should come to grips with the direction of the GOP presidential nomination race, but he has a remedy for people up in arms about a possible contested Republican National Convention.
I don't know what's everybody so panicked about this. Everybody needs to take a little chill pill, to tell you the truth.
The GOP presidential hopeful told CNN's State of the Union that the last contested convention in 1976 worked well as Gerald Ford was nominated for a full term. Kasich says the delegates will look at experience and electability and that they will realize that he is the only one in the race who can beat the Democrats in the general election. I'm Melody Burkett.
And I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Here in San Francisco, our subway system is known as the Bay Area Rapid Transit, BART for short. And it's a fairly efficient subway system. By the way, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app. Say hello to us next time on Channel 93, along with my personal chauffeur and hall wanderer, the great cabby. How are you, my friend?
Not bad. Bart's like the monorail, the Disneyland monorail.
No, it's a subway system.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks like the Disneyland monorail.
Yeah, it does look like a monorail here. And for the most part, over the years, it's been fairly efficient. It's not the T in Boston. Let's put it that way. That's my favorite. I've lived in Boston for years. Or is it the Underground in Montreal? Or the tube, they call it.
Or the New York.
And, well, that's enough. But anyway, my point is this. We have these things here called Clipper cards. It's your all-access pass to both BART, which is the subway system, Muni, which includes the cable car, the buses, and the light rail, as well as the trolleys that we have.
All buses and stuff, yeah.
And 4 years ago, for a month, it was $48. It is currently $85 a month. And I got news for you. Every time I turn around, BART is broken down somewhere. The most recent... Now, normally when something happens... Like, for example, they have had train derailments in Boston. And 2 hours later, it was running fine. In the East Bay, heading up towards Pittsburgh, No-H, California, the line, I think it's the yellow line that goes up in. They had a power surge the other day. And it shorted out 50 trains. You figure... The longest trains they have are 10. You figure after the first three or four, they'd have figured it out.
But a third rail type of shortage.
But it's still going on.
So
it's been shut down for a week.
Months, they said.
Now it may be months. This is what you're getting for your $85 a month. You can't take the BART. You can't take BART now. Hey, we come back. We're going to look at next week's games in the NCAA tourney. I'm still going to bitch and moan about Temple. I'm going to blame it on Scott Baio. And God damn it, where are my olives for my martinis? This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app. See you on the next time, Channel 93.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844, Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't think they let people with drug convictions in.
Darling, it's not a conviction, just a firm belief.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Ooh, the sounds.
Well, when you're sitting there.
And if I have one more person come up to me and my hair's a little longer and says, you look like Mick Jagger, I'm going to slap them.
Talking to some rich folk that you know.
God, I love this Sticky Fingers album. Ugh. I remember when the actual album cover had a zipper on the front, remember that? That was a picture of Andy Warhol's assistant's crotch. Boy, if you're gonna be famous, be famous for something. Everybody sing along time. All together now. Here we are.
And I won't forget to put roses on your face.
I had an ex-program director. The guy was a real prick.
No.
Yeah.
In the radio business? Really?
Yeah. No, this guy, he tried to have me blackballed. I mean, he was a prick. Yeah. And he died.
Blackballed, really?
Yeah. Oh, no. He was. What? I'll tell you a story about this prick
did.
He was like, oh, yeah, sure. It was, you know, I used to work for. And he got pissed off that I left there from going there to Baltimore. And he was telling, hey, if you ever need a reference, have him call me. So I had, like, all these job offers after I left Baltimore, and he was calling him. He was literally saying everything short of me being a child molester. So finally, I had a friend of mine who's been on the show named Ricky Fanger. He was the pro... Whoosh.
Take me down, little
anyway, Ricky Fanger called, and I said, "What is this guy saying?" And he recorded it. I could have had this guy for everything you want, but you see something in radio, you'll never work again. Yeah. But when he died, I want to say he died in like 2006 or something like that. 2005. I had a friend of mine in this town send dead flowers to his memorial service. A prick. Dead Air banned my ass.
There you go.
I hope there is an afterlife so I can see them piss on his grave one of these days. I swear to God, guy was such an ass. All right, Little Stones action here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm not bitter. I'm Jerry Burke, the host of this Unmitigated Disaster, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. We're going to get to our predictions coming up for next week's.
Well, just tell everybody what games are on.
Yes, and I am going to make some predictions that I will immediately erase from the Adobe system here if I get them all wrong.
And we also are going to give our disclaimer that we actually have no clue what we're talking about, so it's pretty much a guess, like.
And you're stoned and I'm drunk.
Exactly. Well, that actually will make it.
But before we do that, boys and girls, it's time to head to a man who claims to be a Laker fan, but then when they weren't winning, he became a Pacer fan. Now they're crap. Like, so let me guess. He's a Golden
Warrior.
He's a Warrior fan this week, Mark.
Another bandwagoner.
Mike in St. Louis, who is now out in the Chicagoland, out in Indiana. Say hi to us here on Sports Overnight America. Michael, my friend, good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
By the way, for those of you who are wondering, this laid-back voice that you hear on the other—he's not stoned. This is—he's just the way he sounds. Mike, what can I do for you, my friend?
Well, before you start bellowing about the Warriors, just remember—I'm
a Celtic fan, man. Yeah, you know that.
And I'm a Lakers fan still, and a Pacers fan. But remember, Jerry,
oh,
we can't win the championship every year.
Well, you can at least win 20 games.
It would become boring.
Oh.
Eventually we have to become bad and rebuild. You know, so. See, our guy, who's now your guy, that would be the logo, Jerry West, is the one who built your team.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Because we were stupid enough to allow Phil Jackson, at least Genie was stupid enough.
Here's
to allow
Phil Jackson. I'm going to say this, and you know, I had a couple of people tell me I'm a complete idiot. I'll never argue with you on that, but I still say Greg Popovich is the greatest head coach ever, and not Phil Jackson. Just took good teams and made great teams and made them just took them over the precipice. This guy has kept the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs have been relevant since they were wearing low cut Chuck Taylors, for Christ's sake.
Well. 99, but I'll say this.
Close enough.
Neither the Bulls nor the Lakers won anything till Phil showed up.
They would have with that.
To his credit.
Oh, hear that. Oh, those Jordan.
Jerry West
those
won
Jordan,
without
those
him.
What did Jordan win?
I could have showed up that next year after they got rid of Collins, and they would have won the title with me.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's easy to say.
Barry Switzer as a Super Bowl ring. Christ almighty, I could have had a chimpanzee coach that Dallas Cowboys team.
They didn't win anything till Phil took over.
Oh, where the hell am I at?
And that's just the real deal.
I cannot have my – hold on.
I'm a Lakers guy.
I cannot have
we
a –
We were getting swept.
I'm making a drink and I don't have olives. This is not good.
Until Phil showed up, till Jerry West hired him.
Past history.
You know, I think your Lakers was the best game against the Warriors from what I've seen of anybody this year. They're in the right direction, if that sounds
well. That's going to be their best game of the year, and that'll give them some hope. But until Jeannie fires her know-nothing brother, puts him in a county.
Nepotism.
And until they write Jerry West an apologetic letter,
I need to interrupt you for a second, Mike.
Yes.
And you can get a hold of me on Facebook. I'm the only Jerry Burke spelled GERRIEBURKE. Or you can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. A woman, I believe she's down in Los Angeles way, by the name of Robin, with two B's, as opposed to Jerry with an I and an E. And she was just wondering if we were on live right now. So I guess if she hears me saying, yes, Robin, we're live right now because you said, if we're holy S-bomb, awesome, you're live. Well, yes, I am. So in other words, if she's listening online,
yes,
it'll be on a 40-second delay. But if she's listening on Sirius and XM right now, she'll be thinking,
boom,
we're there. Well, it's like
tell her to say hi to Marty.
Marty who?
Robbins.
No, no, her name's Robbins, the first name. Marty Robbins, he did El Paso.
Well, if Robbins is a Laker fan,
Robbins got better sense than that.
Oh, really?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
How do you feel about her?
I'll be honest with you. She's better looking than you are, Mike.
Probably.
Is
there a line in Vegas?
Like, there's a better looking than Cabby, as I know that. Oh, me, please, it's close. Please, well, I'm cute.
For 50, you're cute.
I am. I'm very cute for 50.
For 20.
Well,
I had a 26-year-old in here the other day, and a physical therapist both said I had a cute ass. I'm 50, and
well, Jerry.
Yeah, what's up?
Let me ask you.
What were we talking about?
Let me ask you and Cabby this.
Go ahead.
What did you think about the NCAA this past?
I think my Temple Owls got effing screwed. And I said it last hour. Why didn't they just give that guy from Iowa a freaking gun and let him do a clean job of it?
Well, you know, hey, the Hawkeyes were up and down all year. They were up that night. That's all.
Hey, let's go over this. Do you want to do this next week?
Well, hold on. We'll do that next time. I do want to talk. We've got about 4 minutes left with Mike here. I'm not a big conspiracy. Oswald acted alone, in my opinion. I know he did. Read Gerald Poe's in his book, Case Closed.
No, you're wrong.
He acted alone.
Woody Harrelson's dad. Charles Woodson.
Have you ever been to Dealey Plaza? You could have thrown a freaking rock and hit Kennedy. Anyway, my point is this. I have this theory that CBS did not want to see Villanova play Temple because nobody west of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, would have watched the damn game. But you get the Hawkeyes in there. You get the God-fearing Christians in the Bible Belt and in the current Hornfields to watch. Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, I tell you what. If you got any kind of heart, you have to feel bad for the Northern Iowa Panthers.
No. I would feel bad for them if this was just one of those heartbreaking losses where they were outplayed. They screwed the pooch on that one, pal.
We adopted them too. We were like,
well, when you blow it, now see, you feel bad for the kids from Xavier, but you have to give Koning credit for knocking down two shots. Those are basketball plays. But when you're 40 seconds away from the next round.
36 seconds, yeah.
And you can't inbound the ball.
They were up six with 11 seconds left.
Right. And then my man, when he got trapped in the corner, I would have just held it. I would have tried to throw it off.
He should have asked for the gun that they should have given that Iowa player to clear the zone on that one.
Or bounce
it
off.
I would have just held it, and he had like 3 seconds when he tried to throw it off. But I would have held that ball and made the ref call a jump ball.
I would have too. That's why you
shot clock ran out or something. I would have stayed in that trap and just held it, and clock would have ran out. And they'd be moving on to the next round. Yes. But you know, we saw. You know, somebody would say, "Well, no, you could never come back from 12 points down with 40 seconds."
And not unless you have Reggie Miller on your team.
Yep.
But we saw it happen tonight.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That's why it's so good.
So the highlight of my weekend was the first round.
What was her name?
Was to see the Hoosiers of Indiana.
Oh, take it. Oh, you know,
there
I can't.
Go.
I can't.
We're going somewhere with that.
With no coaching, Tom Crean.
As long as Kentucky loses,
Calipari.
That slime ball.
And the moonshine drinking hillbillies from Lexington.
They're not hillbillies. Hey. We're politically correct on this show. They're not hillbillies. They're Appalachian Americans.
Okay. Moonshine drinking hillbillies.
Thank you.
Back to Lexington.
All right. That's cool.
Nothing could be better for a Hoosier than to see them go home with their wildcat tails stuck between their legs.
Well, you know, the cheerleaders like that there.
Yeah, that's fine,
Mike.
And
Mike, we have to get going. I want you to call.
Ask him who's next.
I want. That was a 1978 album by The Who. I want you to call me on Wednesday night, and I want you to give me your picks. Okay, my friend.
I will do that.
Go Celtics.
Go Lakers.
My man Mike out in Chicagoland, right outside there, out in Indiana. He used to be in St. Louis. We're glad to have him here. We come back. We're going to. I guess we'll do some scores. Maybe. Well, we come. We'll come back and do 27. I'll do some math here.
An actual Hoosier.
My screw the update. We'll come back. We'll make up the rest as we go along. iHeartRadio Live.
We'll do
it. iTunes, TuneIn app. Sirius XM, Channel 93. Boys and girls of all ages, this is Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***? Nuts. What the f*** happened to that guy's head?
Oh, hell yeah, Leo Sayer sighting! Everyone now.
I was traveling down the road, feeling hungry and cold. I saw a sign saying food and drinks for everyone. So naturally I thought I would take me a look at...
Oh, come on, if you're old enough, you know this song.
I saw so much food.
Oh, long tall glasses action, 1975.
And there was him, and there was turkey, there was caviar, and long tall glasses with one up to yar.
Where the hell yar is? I always thought that was a nautical term. It was like the. Remember, it was in the Philadelphia story. I heard the boat had yar. It moved easily.
Say the verse with the way you say it. I didn't hear yar.
Yar, the wine glass is filled up to yar. Yar was always a term that I thought that meant easily handled to maneuver.
It's like here.
Do you want to talk into the microphone?
I think it's like here, up to here.
Up to yar. Maybe the British. I hope
it could be New England.
Yeah, the British are always big on that. And, of course, the Philadelphia story, we all know what part of New England that's in. I know that's Justin Lee Collins on banjo, one of the best banjo players you'd ever want to hear.
I am a man.
I'm wondering if this Robin chick who got a hold of me on Facebook is hot. Well, she is hot, but I wonder if she's desperate.
Send her my way.
No, that there's desperate, and then we're going to death row, and this you might be my last.
Can dance, of course I can dance.
I'm sure I can dance. I'm sure I can dance. I can dance.
All right, here we go, kids.
I can dance.
Leo Sayer had a great voice. He's a good songwriter, too. Wrote a song for the Who, actually.
I'm actually impressed by this banjo guy you just mentioned because Justin he Lincoln. Is playing it like a guitar.
Yeah, well, okay.
You know, most people take banjo, you know, like Steve Martin does.
Well, Steve Martin's a fantastic. George Segal was a great banjo
player.
Yeah,
but he was playing like the banjo like a blues guitar there.
Well, I mean, okay, we'll get to our picks here. We only got about 7 minutes. I mean, how many picks are you making? We got time. But
we'll be fine. We're telling people what the
Well, here's Leo Sayer again. This is a live performance with the BBC in 1975. This is the show that must go on. And listen to the banjo work that Collins did on this. Here in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, because Robin just said she dug the long, tall glasses, so she remembers this era, too. It was a great performance art. If you ever get to see this on BBC, I think it showed it to you once. Anyway, Robin told me to stop. Evidently, she's more desperate than I am. Nobody's more desperate than I am.
Not to bring you down, but flipped a car at... during a Leo Sayer song, when I need.
Oh yeah, I'd flip.
The car got smashed. I was fine. Everything was fine, but the stereo was still blasting.
Now listen to the rolling sound that the banjo does. Listen to this. You hear the rolling? Almost like two people playing. It's just.
But that does sound like a that sounds like a banjo.
Yeah, but it's a roll. It's called a rolling banjo. What he's doing is he's hitting the same chord with two different fingers at the same time, one going up and one going down. It's called a rolling chord. Yeah, I'm desperate.
No, that's good, man. I like that. A little tribute to the banjo right there.
Thank God masturbation is sex with someone you love, or I wouldn't have a sex life. Bottom of the hour, actually, 29 minutes before the hour. We got 5 minutes to do our picks for next weekend. What do we got here on Sports Overnight America, Gabby?
Okay, first we're going to go with Kansas, Maryland.
I got to go with the Terrapins, only because I can't stand Kansas. Well, I'm nothing against the campus, and I have played ball in Manhattan, the Little Apple. That's K-State. I used to live in Washington. I have slept with more women from Maryland than I have from Kansas.
Good
reasons. So I'm going with Maryland. What do you got next?
Maryland was actually an answer in a crossword puzzle I did yesterday. Yeah. But I spelled Terps, T-U-R-P-S.
Oh, God.
I don't like it. So that's what
they
I know about
called,
Maryland.
By the way, I was disappointed when they opened up the new Metro stop Kansas. In Washington at the University of Maryland. They just call it UM Station. They should have called it Terrapin Station after the Grateful Dead song.
But nice. How about we got an underdog Miami?
They're a three seed. What are you talking about?
Well, Miami versus the Vanilla Nova.
Got to go with Nova, kids. Got to go with the guys from. Got to go with the Philly boys.
I got Miami covering. Whatever the points are, I want them, and I'm going to bet him.
So you're taking the Wildcats? I'm taking the Wildcats over the Hurricane.
To win, right, but Miami on the points. Oregon Duke.
Give me a pink lighter. Oregon and Duke. Boy,
I found you a pink.
Oh, you know what? I think I got to go with the guys who are getting the money backhanded from
Duke.
Nike. I got to go with Oregon.
Oh, I like that. Oh, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, they're getting a backhand.
Oh, Pac-10, yeah. Duke's supposed to be a little off. I mean, they're obviously there. Next one, Texas A&M playing Oklahoma.
Oh, okay, so the battle of the arrogant ignorant.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying
the
to.
Winds
I used to, I,
come sweeping down.
Down there, Oklahoma. I lived in Oak in Dallas, and that's in Texas, right?
Yes.
So I've smoked more weed in Texas than I have in Oklahoma, so I'm going with the Aggies in this one.
You know, it's just because they're so close to the Mexican border, weed is abundant in Texas.
Yeah, but it's
I think more
but
than
it
California.
Wasn't very good.
But
it wasn't that
good. No, you call it.
I lived in Deep Ellum, man. We used to get moonshine there. That was our thing. All right, what do you got next one? We got about 3.5 minutes.
I actually would buy a moonshine on the Tijuana and Juarez.
I lived in Germany.
Oh, my
I told
God,
when, I
was so
in,
good.
When I lived in Germany, outside of Munich, there was this farmer. He used to sell us the potato moonshine in his mason jars, and it cost, I think the mark rate was like $3.59 to a dollar back then, and it cost us 10 marks in his mason jar, and it would get literally like half of the southern Bavarian Alps wasted drunk.
TJ, giant bottles of $2 each.
And it's kind of stuff that, it's the stuff that Moonshine Mike drinks for like three straight hours before he calls in the show four times a week. What else you got?
Okay, we North Carolina Indy. I like that. I'm going to go with the Indy.
Too arrogant, overrated.
Oh, come on.
I really I'm going to, I hate. I got. Really? I'm going with Indiana in this one only because North Carolina irritates me.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm giving the Indy. And our guy, Mike. Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Oh.
On Wisconsin. I'm going on Wisconsin. I'm going with the Badgers in this one, only because my mother wanted me to go to Notre Dame in the worst way. in the absolute worst way. I did not want to go to Notre Dame. My dad wanted me to go to West Point. I came up with a happy median and went to Temple.
I'm a big whiskey fan. I always bet them, but
whiskey fan. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's Wisconsin. That's their bookie. When you wager uh-huh. and you call your bookie, you don't say Wisconsin. You go, give me 10 on whiskey.
Oh, when I say 10 on whiskey, they usually give me a bottle and a straw.
Well, in San Francisco, you get like half a glass.
Good point. It's like about 10 bucks. Draws. 10 bucks. Here's 10 your shot. Here's yeah. your shot of beer.
What? No tip?
Yeah, exactly. What else you got for me?
We got Virginia and Iowa State.
Got to go with the Cyclones over the Cavaliers.
Oh, I like you. I like your bowl. I was going to go with Virginia.
No, only because I when I was working with CBS Westwood One in Philadelphia, I had a one-nighter one time with this girl who went to Iowa State, and I still have the sweatshirt that she gave me, or she left in my car.
That's good enough for me. That's allegiance.
You want? Hey, look. You want in-depth analysis? Exactly. This is where you get it.
Well, we're just telling them what the games are. Yeah. And the last, but not least, the Zags and Syracuse. But Zags because of that's what you roll.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I was more easy wise with the five leaves left thing. Most people don't know they're also a Jesuit school. And they're also called the Bulldogs, and they're in Spokane, which is the hometown of Robert Bwan from Country Fastball, who's on the show. And Harry Lillis Crosby, better known as Bing. So I am going to go and my mom went to Syracuse though.
Oh, I had a really good roommate buddy that
I'm trying to think.
Syracuse.
Well, I
always liked him as
well.
An
underdog. And this girl I went to high school with named Colleen Kabrinik, sweetheart of a girl, very liberal. I loved her to death. Still would if she didn't live in Syracuse. I hate to do this. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs of Gonzaga.
Yeah, you know the thing with them too is their center's been hurt all year, so you know. Yeah. Syracuse is not a bad. What I like is one of these teams is going to the Final Four: Virginia, Iowa State, Gonzaga, or Syracuse.
Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, we had him on. He had Northern Iowa going. Bob needs to reevaluate his assessment.
His pool just tanked. I had Northern Iowa winning it all. Oh no, Michigan State playing.
Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. You know what we're gonna do? There's a great documentary. A couple of years ago, called Assault in the Ring. Eric Drath, before he hit it big, was on the show with Townsend and I. And you got to listen to this thing. It's absolutely phenomenal. We come back after that. We're going to do an update. A little Pink Floyd in the background, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. I'm Jerry Burke. He's a listener. Boys and girls of all ages. Last time the cops pulled me over, I said, hey, I work for Sports Overnight America. And they put the cups on me anyway. Eric Drath from HBO Pictures is next with Chris Townsend, which means I get to take a break. Where the hell's my olives?
This is United States calling. Are we reaching...
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Featuring the best looking host I've ever been paid to bullshit about, you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It is true. Boys and girls of all ages, a couple of years ago, Eric Drath, who's done some fantastic work with HBO Films, as well as ESPN 30 for 30, when he first started out, his first major documentary for HBO was called Assault in the Ring, about Billy Collins Jr. and Luis Resto. This is fascinating. Chris Townsend doing the honors. Sports Overnight America.
Well, HBO is running a documentary, folks, that I think everybody out there is going to want to watch. This thing's epic. Assault in the Ring, and we have the writer, producer, and the director of Assault in the Ring, Eric Drath, joins us. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks a lot for having me, Chris.
You know, before we even get into Assault in the Ring, when I see writer, producer, and director, you're basically everything. I mean, I got to think a lot of pressure when this thing first aired on HBO and it's coming out. I mean, you're writing it, producing it, directing it. You know, normally there's a couple different guys or gals doing this job. What was the pressure like when you're basically the main guy for everything and this thing airs?
Well, as much as I'd like to take credit for really being the driving force behind this project, there was a whole team that really helped make this happen. I got the idea back in 1999, and I wanted to do something with it, but just, life kind of came in between. I had got married, had kids, a lot of things, had to make a living doing other productions. So it wasn't until I made it in 06 that it came together. And, it was my friend and I went to him and I said, hey, do you want to make this film? And we decided to go ahead and do it, and we actually each put in 50% of the money to make the film, and he's actually Barry Murphy, the executive producer on it. When you're making a documentary, it's not like you're making a big studio type picture. You don't have these huge crews. 90% of the production was myself and my cameraman, James Fideller, who is just an amazing DP, and we'd go just as a two-man crew, myself and him, and make this make the documentary. So we go and do these interviews, and then I'd come back to our studio and sit in the edit room with we wound up using three different editors, all amazing editors, and we'd work with the editors, and I'd basically write a little voiceover and then put it together in the edit room. So it wasn't like it was this big production where I had craft services and wardrobe and things like that. It really was just the two of us kind of went out and shot these interviews and then came back. And it wasn't until HBO got involved in finishing the film that, a whole team came in. And that was just an incredible experience to work with such incredible storytellers. They helped, refine my rough cut, added incredible music, composition. Aaron Cohen was one of the best writers I've ever worked with. He really helped, edit a lot of the writing and just, punch it up and make it really good. He also writes for Bob Costas as well. So I had the A team, help me finish it. So, you know, and they would kid with me. They're like, oh, didn't you deliver some sandwiches too? Maybe you should get a catering credit too.
Well, what are we talking about? Assault in the Ring was a fight, June 16th, 1983. A young up-and-comer, Billy Collins Jr. Bob Arum saw him as a future star against Louis Resto. They were junior middleweights. Resto would end up winning, but after the fight, we found out that there was things in the gloves that shouldn't be there. Kind of get everybody up to speed exactly what this documentary is about.
Sure. It was, like you said, it was June 16th, 1983, Madison Square Garden. It was a sold-out night. Davey Moore was fighting Roberto Duran on the top of the card. It was anybody who was anybody in the world of boxing or entertainment or New York, for that matter, was there that night. And the fight before the main event was a fight between Irish Billy Collins Jr. versus Louis Resto. And Irish Billy Collins was a good-looking, tough kid. He led with his chin, had a wicked uppercut, just the kind of guy that the boxing world loves. I mean, he was undefeated. He was going to be a star. Louis Resto was this tough Puerto Rican kid from the Bronx. He had 20 wins, 7 losses, what most people call a journeyman. He was a good, solid opponent, but by no means was he supposed to win that night. But by the end of the fight, Collins' face, it swelled to incredible proportions. He almost looked like he had elephantitis. It was just grotesque. It was heinous. And Resto was declared the winner. And after the decision was called for Resto, Resto went over to the corner of Collins like a good sportsman might, and he went to shake hands with Resto's trainer, who was his father, with Collins' trainer. And that's Billy Collins Sr. That's his Billy Collins' father. And Collins Sr. grabbed the glove to shake it and said, "Hey, there's no padding in these gloves. There's no padding in these damn gloves," is exactly what he said. And what ensued after that was a terrible tragedy. Billy Collins Jr., less than 8 months later, would drive his car off a cliff. Some said because of depression and suicide. Some said because he couldn't see anymore at night. And others said it was just plain DWI. Resto and his trainer, Panama Lewis, would be found guilty of tampering with the gloves, convicted and sentenced to jail terms, and banned from the sport of boxing for life. And it was 25 years later that I find Louis Resto living in the basement of a gym in the Bronx, and he's proclaiming his innocence. It's there where their movie pretty much starts, and it becomes a real investigation to get down to the bottom of it, because Resto and his trainer, Panama Lewis, they never testified in their own trial, and they said that they were innocent.
Well, what have you found since you went? Obviously, you started investigating this. You had all the facts from when this all went down in 1983 when you started investigating. What are the new facts that you found?
Well, at first, you know, I read 3,000 pages of court transcripts, and I got to tell you, it read like a Law and Order or a CSI. I mean, this trial was amazing. There were drug dealers that were called to testify. There was an alleged meeting in a seedy apartment above Victor's Cafe, a little restaurant in New York City, where there was machine guns, and there was $50,000 in cash, allegedly, in a shoebox that went to a bodega in Brooklyn. So I really invested all of the different theories and explanations that the prosecution brought up, and we go from one interview to the prosecution and say, yeah, they're guilty, and then we'd interview the defense and say, I don't know if they're guilty. What we found was much worse than had ever been reported. Certain things were, and I don't want to give it away for the listeners out there, but what we found was that the cheating went far beyond just the glove tampering.
Oh, wow. And the sad thing is Billy Collins Jr. had issues with his eyesight after the fight. This kid was a promising boxer and basically a career loss. For Louis Resto, he didn't fight anymore. Do you believe him? I mean, obviously, a young kid, you know, he's a kid, you know, he's got a trainer, you trust the trainer. Do you believe him that he, I mean, how would you, as a boxer, how would you not know that you don't have the right when they tape up your hands before the fight? How could you possibly not know?
Well, you know, that was exactly what set my mission out. I did believe him. I wanted to believe him is better said. And I went and I interviewed other fighters, including former champion Howard Davis, who wound up testifying in the trial as well as five-time former champion Iran Barkley. And they all said that, you know, it's not necessarily that they would know. You know, they're getting ready for a fight. This kid's getting ready to go into the Garden in front of 20,000 fans. His heart's pumping. His mind is on the fight. You know, trainers have this incredible power, if you will, over their fighters. They really, you know, they become their father figures. They become their everything. And when the trainer says, put these gloves on, you know, a fighter might not think twice about it. They say, okay, I trust you. And they put those gloves on.
So I'm taking it then you're not buying his trainer, Mr. Lewis, then.
Yeah, well, you know, the characters in this film are, you could not write these characters. You could not make these up in Hollywood. They're the real deal. And if you like Law & Order, if you like CSI, you'll love this film.
What about Billy Collins' father, who was his trainer? I mean, not only the loss, which a tragic loss, an end of a career, but I'm sure the father feels this was the downfall of his son. I mean, not only do you lose the fight, but in the end, he loses his son forever. What does his father have to say?
Well, you know, his father at first was not very cooperative. In fact, you know, when I first called him, and I put it in the film to be as transparent as possible, when I first called him, you know, he said, I'm sorry, my son is dead. There's nothing that you can do to bring him back. I'm sorry, but I don't want any part of it, and hung up the phone. And I left that in the movie because I wanted to show the viewer, you know, what it was like now trying to talk to the Collinses. So we did talk to Mr. Collins further. He was he was very distraught and still is. You know, not only did he lose, you know, his son that night, but then he, you know, wound up losing a lawsuit. You know, because ultimately the New York State Athletic Commission, you know, didn't do their job that night. Had they done their job and been where they were supposed to be, you know, we probably wouldn't be doing this interview right now. They were not where they were supposed to be when the gloves were put on.
Eric Drath is the writer, producer, and director of Assault in the Ring. You can watch it on HBO right now. A fantastic documentary about the fight on June 16th, 1983, between Louis Resto and Billy Collins Jr. You investigated a lot about the sport of boxing. I'm sure that after talking to all these people, you now know more about the sport than ever before. What do you think about the sport now?
Well, I think the sport itself is one of the purest, most beautiful sports there is. I mean, you know, two guys going into the ring, unadulterated, you know, athleticism. It's just a raw, beautiful sport. I think that there's people that are involved in the sport that tend to bring it down. You got to remember that boxing is not like football or baseball, where you go to a Division I school and, you know, you get some kind of background in education, you know, as the rite of passage to the pros. Boxing, anybody can do. If you got a punch, you can probably make it, you know, and you don't need an education. So, unfortunately, you know, it does appeal to a lot of people that have, you know, hope from no other, you know, avenue in their life.
You know, it's very odd that we will have a sporting competition, and then after the sporting competition, people will go to jail after that, especially the people who participated actually in that sporting event. What was that like going through that whole ordeal when, you know, it went from basically from just a sporting event to an actual crime scene?
Well, you know, what's so interesting about that is that, you know, you had 20,000 unsuspecting witnesses that were, you know, there for this crime. Nobody knew it was going on. If Billy Collins Sr. had not grabbed the glove, this probably would not have, you know, even been caught. So it's incredible that it slipped through so many checks and balances. But what it was more like, what it was like more to your question, was, you know, it was, there was a trial that the commission held about 2 weeks later, and it wasn't until about 3 years later that the criminal trial went on, and then they were sentenced.
Quickly, before we let you go, did any good come out of this? It's very tragic. It's an unbelievable story. And the footage of the beating Collins gets is just unbelievable. But at the end, were there any precedents set in boxing? Did anything good come out of this tragic fight back on June 16th, 1983?
I don't know if anything good came out of the fight, but I truly believe that a lot of good has come out of this film. You know, I think this has been a channel for those involved to actually come to the table. In fact, a couple of, you know, people that we talked to finally come clean and finally, you know, talk about it and be truthful. And I'm one of those people that believes that the truth will set you free. As ugly, as gruesome, as scary as the truth can be, that's the answer to freedom, personal freedom.
It almost sounds like you were like a reporter, like an investigative reporter during this.
Yeah, I actually narrate the film and, you know, take the viewer through it. And I tried to stay as objective as possible. You know, I believe I did. And just lay out the facts for the viewer to make up their mind at the end of it.
Eric, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you stopping by. It's Assault in the Ring. Eric Drath, writer, producer, and director. Good luck with all the success. I'm sure there's going to be some awards thrown your way.
Our thanks to Chris Townsend. Eric Drath, go to YouTube. Check out Assault in the Ring. This is a fantastic documentary. We got Eric Drath before he hit it big with HBO and ESPN 30 for 30. That's just the way we roll here. Screw the update. We'll say goodnight. At least a cabbie when we come back. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Our thanks to Chris Townsend and Eric Drath.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOU.
Our thanks to Chris Townsend, Eric Drath. Quick update. Here we go. Just giving you the college scores. Screw the brackets. Just giving you the scores. Here we go. Oregon 69-64 over St. Joe's. Wisconsin, the last second three, 66-63 over Xavier. Northern Iowa, man, hang your heads, man. You had this one. You screwed the pooch. Two overtimes, you lose to Texas A&M, 92-88. Maryland, 73-60 over Hawaii. Syracuse, 75-50 over Middle Tennessee. Big shock there. Oklahoma, 85-81 over Virginia Commonwealth there in Richmond. Notre Dame and Stephen F. Austin, what a game. ND wins it 76-75. And Villanova carries the tradition of Philadelphia well, 87-68 over Iowa. Back to the farms for you. Once again, our thanks to Eric Drath, our thanks to Chris Townsend, our thanks to you. And by the way, Cabby, our thanks for you, to you, for showing up dressing so...
I had a fun.
Oh, dear God.
This shirt only had one bullet hole in it.
And it only has three stains.
Yeah. Well, it's a wrap shirt.
Not including the ones that are under your pits.
Wait a minute.
Follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Man, my voice is killing me. Or you can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Great album, wildly overlooked and underrated, called Love Over Gold in the background. It's Dire Straits' Industrial Disease. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Say goodnight, Cabby.
Good night, Cabby.
This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.